Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris Vandercook.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Today we're going to talk a lot about access to information and just general access.
On the North Shore, access is a word you'll hear quite a bit of.
And we expect that we're going to hear more of that in our first conversation. Now, if you live on the North Shore, if you visit there, you may have had a few near misses with people darting across Kamehameha Highway. Or maybe you've cursed in frustration as yet another car trying to park slowed the flow of traffic. Both reasons led the State Department of Transportation to put up barricades to block off the beach. But some area residents and a community group say those barricades are illegal, and they're suing to make the point and to get those barriers removed. Bill Martin is one of the plaintiffs, and he joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a very tough situation for your community because it's dividing people from what they feel they should be able to get from their area. How do you reconcile some of what's happening and has happened since you were party to this suit that was just announced last week?
Well, it is a tough issue, and for myself, I live on the Kahuku side of La Niakea, so I drive through there at least twice a day. And we've been experiencing this backup for the traffic for years now, and so it is tough, and it's kind of hard for me to actually step up and take a stance on this because, you know, people, we are desperate out here for a solution to the traffic problem. But the barriers and the DOT's response to this is just not acceptable.
If that's not acceptable, and as you say, this is a very tough thing for you to do, and also, as you mentioned, this has been an ongoing conversation for so many years, what are you talking about with some of your friends and neighbors out there that might be a more equitable situation?
Well, there's a gentleman out here. His name is Bill Quinlan, and he doesn't like much publicity or credit for anything. But he came up with a real simple little bypass that utilizes the existing bridge, and it just basically goes around the shore area, and inside of that loop would be like a nice little parking and basically utilizing the city park, which is already there. And that would be one real simple solution. And also the DOT has indicated, plans to do a bigger bypass. But there's problems with that. But I think in the short term, if we... I would hope that maybe the governor would declare a state of emergency on this so we could fast track just a simple little bypass.
You say simple little bypass, but as we know living here, not a lot of things really are simple. Do you have a cost attached to that?
Oh, I have no idea, and especially with when it comes to government spending, it would be nuts. But, the North Shore is a treasure out here, and we are very underappreciated. About half of the tourists that come to Oahu come to the North Shore, and our infrastructure here is terribly lacking. There's no toilets for visitors. The roads are a mess. I think it would be a worthy investment, no matter the cost.
Well, still, there's the issue of how much money is available to do all the great many things that we have to do, and the fact that you all who live there have to traffic the area on a daily basis, or in your case, trying to use the park. Do you have any other ways of being able to access the park if you can't get through it where you usually come through at La Niakea?
No. Basically, I'm in a wheelchair and I use a modified powered electric chair with kind of big sand tires, and there's really three beaches that I can access along this strip. There's Sunset Beach, Waimea Bay, and Laniakea, and all of those have issues. But Laniakea is the shortest and the easiest access that I can get to the ocean to go swim or surf, mainly surfing.
Shortest and easiest, but that sounds like if you had to, you could find some other way of doing it.
If I have to, yeah, I have the other two choices, but they're quite difficult. Electric wheelchair is not a ATV, and if you've been to Waimea Bay, you know how big and long and steep that beach is. So I've never even tried there. And Sunset Beach also has a lot of challenges, but basically that's where I can get to the beach. That's it.
So, Mr. Martin, what do you say when you talk to other people and they say, well, you have very specialized needs and we're trying to weigh those needs against the entire community that feels a sense of consternation, or those in the community who feel a sense of consternation at the cars that stop and the people that dart across the highway? How do you create some sense of balance with those two sets of needs?
Well, to be honest, I didn't join this move or whatever, this lawsuit because of my disability. To be honest, it's to do with the barriers and the fact that the DOT has said that it's a experimental or trial, but there's no time at all given. There appears to be no traffic studies to see whether it's working or not, which is not. It's actually way more dangerous. Just drive by there, and then people come out and look, and they go, oh, it's fine. But the traffic problem is only at peak hours and during the weekends, or especially some holidays. Not only that time, but that is when it's really bad. And so that whole this is like a traditional surf spot for the whole island, for the world, really. This is the first beach that you come to,
right? But you're talking issues of access, and you're talking issues of legality in the lawsuit that seem to be not quite at odds with each other, but at least looking at this from two different ways, of one wanting to be able to have access to something that's in your neighborhood, but also looking at the legalities of how the DOT put up the barriers, even though it may just be for short term, whatever short term may be.
Yes, exactly. And then, I'm not an expert on the legalities of it, but just in as a common sense kind of approach, it's just not the right thing to do. And
all right. Well, we're going to leave it right there for the moment because it's such a new thing. We'll be watching it, as I know all of you will be, too. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Bill Martin is a business owner, longtime Sunset Beach resident, and a wheelchair-confined surfer who uses Laniakea Support Park. He's also a board member of the North Shore Chamber of Commerce and part of the State Department of Transportation's Kamehameha Highway Realignment Task Force. That task force voted against the barricades, and now Mr. Martin is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit to get those barriers removed.